Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Tuscola Township's Veteran Memorial Project received an unexpected financial boost. The Tuscola County Community Foundation has awarded the township a $5,000 grant to help fund a veteran memorial monument in the township cemetery. In June of 2025, the board approved developing a special monument in the cemetery to honor veterans and to have the name of each veteran who is buried in the cemetery engraved onto the monument. The township also sold bricks to help with the cost of the monument, as well as to create a walkway leading up to it. The Tuscola County Community Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that has 117 funding accounts, awards grants twice a year. And another news for today. During the last meeting of the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners, a labor contract was settled. Commissioners met in a closed session for about 10 minutes before returning to open session to approve a labor contract with the Police Officers Association of Michigan and their correction unit. Commissioners followed the mediator's recommendation to settle for a 2% wage increase from January the 1st through June the 30th of this year, and then another 2% wage increase starting on July the 1st. The agreement is for a one-year period. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the ACW Unionville Fire Department Fire Authority Board will be conducting a special meeting at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, March the 31st. The meeting, which will be at the Columbia Township Library at 6456 Center Street in Unionville, is regarding the upcoming yearly budget. The authority has to have the budget adopted before April the 1st, according to the ACW Unionville Fire Authority Chairman Steve Lisner, who is also the Akron Township Supervisor. The Fire Authority is comprised of members who represent the townships of Akron, Columbia, and Wisner, as well as the Village of Unionville. And another news for today. David Allen Kirkhow appeared in the Honorable Judge Gerald Prill's courtroom on March the 30th, facing a third offense charge of operating while intoxicated, stemming from an incident in Sebring this past March. Kirkhow has decided to enter a not guilty plea. His defense submitted an application to enter sobriety court as well. This motion has prompted both the prosecution and defense to agree to a 2 to 3 week adjournment, allowing for direct discussions that could reshape the case. During this time, it opens the table for negotiations of a potential second chance, moving the focus from immediate conviction to a possible rehabilitative path. The pretrial conference is now scheduled for April the 27th at 11:30 a.m. And in the meantime, Kirkhow remains out on a $3,500 bond. You're listening to WLEW and WHST. And that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Monday, March the 30th of 2026, Ronald J. Kirsch, age 87, of Harbor Beach, passed away on March the 28th of 2026. Funeral mass for Ronald J. Kirsch will be on Wednesday, April the 1st at 11:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Visitation for Ronald J. Kirsch will be on Wednesday, April the 1st at the church, beginning at 9:30 a.m. until the time of services at 11:30 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and in lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church or to Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic School. The planting of a tree in his memory would also be fitting. Memories can be shared online at RamseyFH.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.